January 26, 2021, public hearing on the proposed contract between the Town of Morrell and the Morrell Emergency Squad starting at 6:30 p.m. The proposed contract between the Southland Falls Fire Company and the Town of Morrell, public hearing at 6:35 p.m., followed by the month-end audit meeting at 6:45 and a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can get started, and we'll take attendance for a public hearing before we open it up to the public.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And the purpose of this public hearing this evening, the first one, we actually have two. The first one was scheduled for 6:30 this evening, is to take public comment on the Morrell Emergency Squad contract for the 2021 fiscal year. I'll just highlight key components of the contract, and then we'll turn it over to public comment. This contract is a $245,155 contract for the 2021 year. As is customary, the town pays out half of the amount budgeted, which is paid on the 31st day of January 2021, represents, as I said, 50% of the total compensation the town budgeted for. That first payment is $122,577.50. And then that's followed by two equal payments, each 25% of the remaining, or 25% of the total amount for the year. And that figure is $61,288.75. That second payment takes place on the 15th day of May. And then the third equal payment takes place on the 15th day of September 2021. And so that is the only language that has changed in the contract, the dollar amount. It's a 2% increase from last year's contract. And so at this time, because we're operating this public hearing via Zoom, if you want to make a public comment, please raise your hand. If you are on a smartphone or a computer with a microphone, please click on the button that says Raise Hand on the control bar of the Zoom window. And if you're listening by telephone, please dial star 9 to raise your hand. And we will allow participation in the order that is received here in front of the room. So at this time, the public hearing is open on the Morrell Emergency Squad's contract for 2021. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is the public hearing on the Morrell Emergency Squad's contract, proposed contract for 2021.
Okay.
Okay, Steve. Steve's the president of the Moreau Emergency Squad, and I know we'd like to comment. So go ahead, Steve.
Can you hear me all right?
Yep, loud and clear.
I just want to thank the town board for everything they've done for us with giving us the 2%, and we just look forward to 2021 and hopefully moving forward with our building expansion. So, again, thank you. I want to thank everybody in the community for their support, and that's it. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you very much, Steve. And I also want to point out there is language in the contract, as we have done in years past, that earmarks an additional $15,000 for the proposed capital expansion of the squad's new building. The verbiage is very specific, and specifically states that the town will retain custody of that $15,000 until such time as construction of the new building has been completed. And the release of the fund will occur only upon receipt approval by a town voucher in accordance with the town procurement policies. We'd love to be able to do more. Unfortunately, we have to balance what we can do financially with the needs of the town, and it goes a little way if we get the project underway this year. I know you have some challenges out there, but it shows the town's commitment to what you're trying to accomplish. So appreciate the comments.
Thank you.
Anybody else on that? All right, since we have no one, no other member of the public that would like to comment, we will, without objection, close the public hearing. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? The public hearing is closed. Thank you. And the next public hearing this evening, before we open it up, is for the Southwest Falls Fire Company Incorporated annual contract with the Town of Moreau for fiscal year 2021. This contract is similarly structured to what we've done historically with the emergency squad and another community center here in town. And the amount of the contract is for $546,629, and it's a 2% increase, which is what the fire company has asked for. And we very much have the board appreciated the fire company working with us, especially during this fiscally trying year as a result of the COVID pandemic. And we have verbiage in the contract that, again, earmarks $50,000 of that amount for the dedicated and reserved for the purchase of a new fire truck. As you all know, they're extremely expensive, upwards of $1 million, depending on how you have it outfitted. And this ensures that there's a set-aside forward that need down the road. We also, several years back, as a result of the state mandate on municipalities, where fire companies have to provide enhanced cancer disability benefit insurance, we included language in the contract when that came out. It actually came out after the contract was in place, which was an undue burden on the part of the fire company, but the town board at the time agreed to cover up to 80% of that cost. And so there's also language in the contract that the town will provide for up to $3,000, which works out to an agreed upon figure of $137 per eligible firefighter to help them cover that insurance. Similar to the EMS contract, there is a first payment, 50% of the contract price of $273,314.50, which will be payable on the 31st day of January. And then two additional payments each quarter of the agreed upon annual sum. First being on the 15th day of May, which would be $136,657.25, and then the same amount again on the 15th day of September, which is $136,657.25. I had conversations with the president of the fire company. I do know they have some concerns about the payment schedule. I suspect we may hear about that during the public hearing portion. So for the public's benefit, if you'd like to make a public comment on the Southwest Falls Fire Company's proposed budget, please raise your hand. If you are on a smartphone or a computer with a microphone, please click the raise hand button on the control bar of the Zoom window. If you are listening by phone, please dial *9 to raise your hand. And again, we will allow public comment in the order that we receive those requests. So at this time, I'd like to open the public hearing to public comment.
Greg, Eddie, would like to comment?
And so we have Greg Eddie, who is president of the fire company. Go ahead, Greg. Yep, great. Thank you.
Great. I want to thank everybody for working with us. Yes, my board did bring up concerns regarding the chamber payments scheduling for this year. I have already spoken to the town council, to the town supervisor regarding this via email. It may have a financial impact on the firehouse. We're working through that currently. We would like to request a change to the contract. If it is not possible, we would just like the appreciation of at least considering it, as we have done in years past, to a single lump sum payment. If that is not possible, we understand, and we will work with what we have gotten. We thank you very much for helping us out through these tough times, and hope to keep working with you guys in the future and making things possible.
So, Gregory, first of all, congratulations to your election as president, and I look forward to working with you through this year and beyond. I don't know if you were involved in discussions that we had over the past several years during budget time when we had the budget workshops, and we actually had a conversation about this particular issue. And I know the board was accommodating in the past 2 years, mainly the first year because it was short notice of what the board intended to do, and we wanted to work with the fire company. We continue to want to work with the company. And the challenge for us is that the sales tax revenues that we collect monthly will not cover your contract for the end of this month. So from a financial accounting standpoint, it's highly frowned upon by the controller's office to front money, basically becoming out of fund balance, to make these payments when we're funding it through sales tax. So do you have, or would you be willing to provide a detailed listing of all those key payments to the board so they can consider your request?
Yes, I will speak to my board, my treasurer, and see what we can come up with. What my main concern is the financial stability of the firehouse, obviously, and making sure that we can perform our efforts for the county as we are contracted to do so. I will speak to my treasurer directly and see if we can make that happen for you. I know it was brought to my attention recently from my previous board members that have a little more time in the company. I have only been in this company for just over 3 years now, but I have 20 years of service in fire services, so I'm relatively familiar with the area and the fire department, but I'm still working with them to make sure I'm making the correct decisions for our membership and our community.
Right.
I will definitely try to get you that information. If you could provide me with a point of contact, I will gladly get that for you.
If you would like, just email to either Lisa or myself, it's all going in the same place, and I'll get that out to the board members. I mean, obviously, we want to work with the fire company. We have what I think is a great relationship. We want to continue to have that. But we need to modify how we structure our payments. That's in fairness to how we operate other entities, with other entities in the community. And primarily, we don't want to run afoul of the controller. As you know, we are subject to periodic audits, and things like that is what they look for. And we want to make sure we're doing it above board. We also, we don't want to do anything that negatively impacts the fire company. So if you can get that information to me, I'll get it to the board. Maybe we can look at restructuring those dollar amounts a little bit to at least meet your immediate needs, and I'll bring it to the board. But I will tell you that, and I did in the email already, that any changes to the proposed contract as it is going to require another public hearing, which prevents you from the company from receiving anything from the town. So, I don't know if that is going to be problematic for you. Our next board meeting is the second Tuesday in February. I don't know what that date is. The 9th of February. So that would already put you, a little bit further away from getting any check from the town. Whereas at least with this one, with this contract, you're getting a check by January 31st.
Oh, yes, I understand. I just want to make sure that I'm properly conveying the thoughts to the entire board.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm able to speak on their behalf.
Okay, great.
So I'll bring that information to them and discuss the concern with them, and they try to get that information to you as soon as I can.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anything else, Gregor?
No, I appreciate everyone. I'm actually the acting president right now, so vice president until such time we hold our elections again. But I thank everybody for working with me, and I look forward to working with you all in the near future.
Okay, likewise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the call for public comment, we have Wayne Palmer. Go ahead, Wayne, if you can hear us.
Good evening, gentlemen, and I think lady. Can you hear me all?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try to speak up a little bit because I had a call. As you know, my only concern with this is we discussed this 3 years ago when I was president of the company. I brought all that information to you, and I thought we were past this. The structure of our payments on how we do things, and with state contracts changing usually on April 1st, we do between 65% and 80% of our purchases in the first quarter of the year, and our big payments all go out in the first quarter of the year, which include our mortgage, our loans on our trucks, what other loans we have, we also do our maintenance in the first quarter of the year on trucks, pump testing, ladder testing. So you can see we burned through $400,000 of that $540,000 in the first quarter of the year. That is my only concern about that. Like I said, I know you and I met on this 3 years ago in your office. I brought you all the information. Nothing has changed since then. The only thing that has changed continue on with that lump sum payment at the beginning of the year so we don't have to do so much work as volunteers to get everything changed around, because it's going to be a lot of work.
Right.
And I appreciate your time.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your time. Anybody else? All right, since we do not have anybody else in the queue from the public, we will take those comments under consideration, and you know, I will be the point person on behalf of the board to keep those conversations going, hopefully wrap this up as soon as possible. So with that, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Okay, so the public hearing is closed. And again, everybody who participated in public hearings, appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And I do have one item. I don't have the other paperwork for the transfer station. For discussion. I don't have one about the discussion. I know John, Councilmember Hogan's been working on that.
That is all right.
Yeah, so this is in relation to voucher.
Doesn't have a number, it's not entered yet.
Oh, okay, this is for a voucher from Emmons Metro LLC out of Menands, and this was for repairs to the transfer station pump in the amount of $1,093. This was on, we were billed on, the work took place on December 14, 2020. There was a field service call that was in the amount of $894. And then there was an additional fee for OSHA required compliance based permit fee of $199. $1,019. And just for background, this is the information that was provided to from my office to the company. And I believe Drew Steve is the point of contact at the company. And this is an email that was sent out from my office on behalf of Councilmember Hogan, essentially stating that on or around December 4th, I was notified by Ted Mansour, transfer station supervisor, that a grinder pump was leaking. He couldn't identify what the problem was, so I reached out to Jesse Fisher, water superintendent, and requested that he check out the pump to see what was wrong with it. Jesse looked at the pump and advised that it was leaking at the plant. He informed me it was in a confined space and he could not repair it. We then notified you as the installer to come repair the leak. On December 14th, Emmons Metro LLC employees were on site to repair the pump. I also responded and met with them to determine what they had done. They advised they tightened the flange a quarter turn on each of the bolts. They also suggested there may be some condensation in the pump to explain some of the liquid in the bottom of the pit and on top of the unit. They told me they tested the pump and it was no longer leaking. It was clear to me that the problem was the flange was the flange was not properly tightened, allowing liquid to leak and accumulate in the pit and on the pump. Due to the obvious leak at the flange, I would have figured that would have been taken care of by the installer at no cost to the town. particularly it was just installed on March 19, 2020, as dictated by Councilmember Hogan. This was sent out January 7th. To this date, we have not received any information back.
Correct. Well, at the time that this was obviously from Metro, there were building solutions on who had been in contact with Drew from Volusia, and he asked me to email him with the information that I had in regards to it, and then he would call me back and possibly start a conference call with the manager from Edmonton Metro. That is not happening at this time.
So my recommendation would be to hold off payment until we hear back. Seems kind of excessive to just do a quarter term and a couple
months on it. Particularly when it was just installed in March of this year.
Exactly.
And but
all right. So we will hold that voucher and okay for any vouchers with any additional signatures?
No, we're not.
So, at this time, I've got a couple transfers we need to go through. First one would be entertain a motion to increase revenues by $15,000 to account TS-2130, which is the transfer station revenues daily fees.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Followed by seeking a motion to increase expenditures as follows. By $5,000 to TSA 160.1, which is the transfer station's personal services. $9,000 to TSA 160.4, which is transfer station contractual. $500 to TS 90.10.8, which is transfer station retirement system. $150 to TS 90.0.0.8, transfer station Medicare. And $350 to TS 90308, transfer station Social Security. This is to pay for expenditures for the transfer station by recognizing the increased revenue from daily operations of the facility during the 2020 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I've got a couple of resolutions to transfer funds. First is we're looking for a motion to that $32 be transferred to A1010.4, which is general town board contractual, and the same amount be transferred from A1990.4, which is general contingent. Purpose of this transfer is for payment of email services for the town board.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Second motion is that $929.98 be transferred to account A1420.4, which is general attorney fees, and the same amount be transferred from account A1990.4, which is general contingent, and the purpose is to transfer funds for payment of legal services for December 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the final resolution, or motion I'm seeking is that $2,000 be transferred to account A4010.4, which is general public health contractual, and the same amount be transferred from A1990.4, which is general contingent, and this is for payment to the public health officer for 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any else, Jeffrey? Yeah, for a final motion to pay the bills as
so moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Naturally, I'll take a motion to close the audit.
Motion to close the audit.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, do we all stand for the budget ordinance?
Yes. Unless you need it.
No.
All right, so at this time, I'd like to open the regular town board meeting for December 26th. For January 26th, 2021, and ask the clerk to call.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that everyone please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Item one on the agenda is customary approval of minutes. We have two sets. The first is January 12, 2021, which was a public hearing, which was required for the end of domain procedure for Sewer District 1, Extension 5.
I believe you're still looking at an incorrect agenda because it's January 4th, not the 12th. You said public hearing was January 12th. It wasn't. It was January 4th.
Yeah, but what I'm holding in my hands, I have January 4th, January 12th. So I'm not sure.
That's correct. January 4th and 12th.
Oh, I should say January 4th.
Yes.
All right. I got you. I'm back on the same page. So the first is January 4th, 2021, which was the public hearing on the unadvanced and domain procedure for Sewer District 1.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed. Motion carried unanimously. Then the second set of minutes that I have, January 12, 2021, which was a regular town board meeting. And we have an extension on this. Some of those minutes.
I move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed. And Councilmember Castle has an extension. Let's skip over future meetings and workshops. We do have resolutions establishing some public hearings we need to set up a little bit further down the agenda. Moving right along, I have printed agendas of COVID-19 update. As of 11 a.m. today, in New York State, we have received just over 1.3 million doses of the vaccine, and of the allotment that we've received, over 1.2 million have been administered, which is approximately 93% of that allotment. And delivery of the week 7 allocation from the federal government, unfortunately, will not begin arriving until the middle of this week. So vaccination efforts are kind of starting to scale back because the vaccine is not readily available. We're hopeful that that's going to turn around with some of the new, some of the other companies coming online that are seeking approval from the FDA. But you know we are in a predicament because obviously the most vulnerable population are the ones that are dying in general terms, and we can't get that vaccine out fast enough to protect them. You know, New York does have a vast distribution network. However, we also have a very large population of those vaccines that we have available coming from the federal government. And also, while the federal government has increased eligibility for the vaccines, an additional 7 million New Yorkers, the federal supply of vaccines has actually decreased. As I indicated, we received just over 1.3 million doses in New York. 1.2 million of them have already been administered. The number of individuals that have received the second dose is now totaling 166,640. Here in Saratoga County, today, total cases confirmed is currently at 10,109. We've had 108 deaths countywide. There's currently 4,291 active cases. Number of cases recovered is 5,710. And presently, there's 94 individuals that are hospitalized from Saratoga County. A little closer to home, in the town of Moreau, there have been 428 confirmed cases. Unfortunately, there have been 9 deaths, and there are presently 205 active cases, which extrapolates to 214 individuals that have recovered. In the village, total number of confirmed cases today is 115. Fortunately, there's been 0 deaths, and there are presently 41 active cases with a number of recovered individuals presently at 74. The bright light in the statistics is that if you look at the 7-day rolling testing positivity rate, it has dropped from 2 weeks ago, which was just over 10.2%, down to 6.3%. And you know, I think what we're seeing is what the health experts had predicted, that after we went through the holidays, Thanksgiving, and Christmas and New Year's, you're going to see a peak. And I think now that's beginning to subside a little bit. So that's good news. Number of new cases in the last 7 days has also dropped dramatically. 2 weeks ago, we were looking at just over 1,400 new cases. And during the past 7 days, that number has dropped to 833 new cases. But however, in the last 24 hours, there have been 89 new cases. So, you know, the numbers are beginning to trend in the direction we want them to go, but we've got a long ways to go, and the only way we're really going to get those numbers down is if we get access to the vaccine. The good news is Saratoga County, this is according to New York State DOH, Saratoga County is one of the leading counties statewide in getting their residents vaccinated. As of today, we've had 18,160 individuals that have received at least one dose. That's just over 8% of the county's population, and the number of individuals that have received a second dose is over 3,083. So, Saratoga County is doing a great job of getting the vaccine in the arms of its residents when we have it, and we're doing all we can to increase those numbers. I did receive a notice today, and I'm sure anybody who's a patient at Hudson Headwaters also did. I just want to point it out, point of information. Hudson Headwaters was notified by New York State that they will not receive additional vaccines this week. As a result, they will not be scheduling any new first dose vaccination clinics for the period of 125, which is yesterday, through January 29th. And they'll still continue to have most up-to-date information on their website. And although this is not the news that we had hoped for, I just want to point out again that you can still register online, so when the vaccine becomes available, and you can do that by going on the website, the state's website, Am I Eligible? And you can also call the New York State Vaccination Hotline at 833-697-4829. Again, the number is 833-697-4829. And at least you can get up into the queue. So that's where we are right now. Fingers crossed that we'll see greater allotments from the federal government pretty soon. Item four on the agenda, I believe Don Rhodes is with us.
Yeah, if you make him a panelist, that'd be great.
Read the 2021 first. Town of Monroe resolution authorizing the supervisor to apply for and receive funding under the program year 2020 Community Development Block Grant Program. Whereas the U.S. Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, PL 93-383, as amended, provides for the development of viable urban communities by providing decent housing and suitable living environment and expanding economic opportunities, principally for persons of low and moderate income. And whereas said act authorizes the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development through New York State Office of Community Renewal to make grants to units of general local government to help finance community development programs under Section 103A1 of Title I. And whereas under said legislation, eligible applicants in the case of municipalities are required to authorize an official representative to file the application and to provide the secretary with certain assurance of compliance with applicable laws and regulations under Title I of said acts. And whereas it is desirable to conduct and hold a public hearing pursuant to the HUD Act to obtain the views of the citizens on community development needs, to establish priorities, and subsequently to develop the application, programs, and any amendments or revisions thereto. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the town board that the town clerk is hereby authorized to publish a notice of public hearing to be held on February 9th, 2021 at 6:45 p.m. at the town offices to provide an opportunity for the town to A, provide the citizens of the town with adequate information concerning the amount of funds available for proposed community development activities, the range of activities that may be undertaken, and other important program requirements. B, provide citizens adequate opportunity to participate in the development of the application, any revisions, changes, or amendments to the application prior to the submittal. Be it further resolved that due to public health and safety concerns and in accordance with the Governor's Executive Order 202 and all extensions and continuations, the public will not be permitted to attend at the remote locations where board members or department heads or staff will be situated or in any other location. The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. The video conference is available as follows. https://us02web.zoom.us/j/8117905756 To dial in, please call 1-929-205-6099 with meeting code 811-790-5750. The link will also be on the town's website at www.townofmoreau.org. And be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized to execute and file an application on behalf of the Town of Moreau with the New York State Office of Homes and Community Renewal for a Community Development Block Grant pursuant to Title I of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended. And be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and designated as the representative to act as such in connection with the application to provide additional information as may be required, including all understandings and assurances contained in the application. And be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and directed to execute any contract and or agreement with the New York State Office of Homes and Community Renewal in connection with the application, and his designee is further authorized to request and expend funds from the U.S. government pursuant to said contract and or agreement. And be it further resolved to the extent all or any actions hereby authorized have been executed and performed by the supervisor are all are hereby ratified and confirmed and this resolution take effect immediately.
Thank you, Leanne. Someone would like to move that resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all
in
favor?
Yes.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Carla, are you online?
I am.
So can I ask the clerk, instead of reading for the next, for the 2020 year, just to point out the year and the hearing date and time so that we don't have to read it all again? Or does that have to be?
Absolutely. The resolution is identical to the 2020, but for the date and time of the hearing, even the Zoom information is the same.
Okay. Does that work for you, Leanne?
It does.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So, just in a nutshell, you want to read out the...
So the meeting time for the 2021 Community Development Block Grant Program will be on February 9th, 2021 at 6:55 p.m.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we're all set on the public hearing, right, Don?
Sounds good. All right. Yeah, we love that.
So then, also under a Community Development Block Grant, we need to move a resolution which would allow the supervisor to contract with C&G Municipal Consulting to prepare an updated income survey in the amount of $1,890 plus postage as deemed necessary for the CDBG grant application.
Motion to approve. Second.
Discussion.
What is the group? Is it
so we have to...
Is that the GMG?
Yes.
Yeah.
CMG.
C? Okay, GMG.
GMG?
GMG. So that's what we're talking
about. Thanks. Duly noted. All in favor?
Yes.
All right. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the final item under grant is, as we're going through the remaining easements that are outstanding that are trying to come to agreement on, just about there, National Grid may require that an ecological study be performed on those particular parcels. And so Don is recommending that that we do a resolution which will provide for an addendum to the LaVergne contract for an ecological study for endangered species to address National Grid's concerns. Do we have a dollar amount on that? Or estimated?
Yeah, amount? I think that was $2,875, if I recall. That is a direct pass-through of our environmental consultant.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I do have that. Yeah, so I guess I'd be looking for a resolution that authorizes the supervisor to sign a LaVergne Group contract addendum 2018107-01, totaling $2,875 for additional ecological study.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, actually, I want to go back to the G&G thing.
Okay, we'll do that. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, so we'll go back to the previous resolution.
The fees for the G&G.
Yep.
I have it as $1,990 for posted.
What did I say?
I thought you said $750.
I wrote 1,890.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. So are we good, Don, for at least for your needs for this evening?
Sure, and thank you so much.
All right, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Pleasure.
Item 5 on the agenda is municipal pandemic plan. I talked about this previous board meeting and had asked the personnel committee to help us work on that. We're getting down to crunch time, so Jeffrey actually put together a draft, and we just need to fill in some blanks on that. So first of all, thank you to Jeffrey Cruz for doing that. And we're kind of under some time constraints because we need to get this to our union by February 4th for their review. So that's why we've got it before us this evening. Does everybody have a copy of that? So we need to answer the questions in there. Right? On that sheet that I paid.
Well, there are some comments on there that need to be addressed.
All right, so first one we'll take is in the concept of operations. So, means of notification of plan would be via email, website, internet, hard copy. Anybody agree with that? Or would you prefer one or the other?
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Supervisor?
Yes.
Are you looking at the draft pandemic plan that I sent over that had all the information Jeffrey gave, or are you looking at something else?
I have the Town of Monroe pandemic plan dated 1/19, and then I have the public employer health emergency plan for the Town of Monroe, which I believe you prepared.
Right. Jeffrey had put together, we had prepared a checklist for the town and sent it over that had questions for everybody. Jeffrey had responded to the questions and sent it over to me last week, and over the weekend it put together this plan.
So this is what you need answers to.
This is what you need answers to.
So I think it's
okay.
This is what we're looking for.
Correct. Yes. There's some comments in the sidebar that need to be discussed, as well as some definitions of some of the departments.
All right. So on page one, on the side, I see the comment. Carla, I believe it's yours. Please identify the labor unions in town. This would be the CSEA.
The Civil Service Employees Association.
Is it a particular local 1,000 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we'll get.
I don't want to do these now, but.
Oh, do you need them before it goes to the union? Or you just need them?
Yeah, we need to have all this information. This has to be completely draft ready to go to the union.
Right, but we have to do it as a board, don't we?
You do not have to do it as a board, but you can. You have to review it as a board. We want to take the time to do that now.
All right.
The way the process works is once you are comfortable with the plan, it goes to the union. The union reviews it. It does not have the, and it can give recommendations. It does not have to approve it. If it comes back to the board can review the recommendations, and then the board has to adopt it by April 1st.
Okay. Can you know for now, for a personnel committee can take it and get it back to you by 10:15?
No, it has to be to the union next week at 4. We have to give it to the union on February 4th.
Well, we can make that deadline, correct?
Yeah.
That's Monday, isn't it?
No, I think that's Wednesday.
Monday's February 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, the 4th will be Thursday, so.
Does that work?
Your preference, provider?
I'd be happy to let these, but there's only a few outstanding issues, and they're pretty innocuous, pretty common sense. I think personnel committee could knock that out and come up with the minutes. The document itself, I had a chance to go through it, and I'm okay with it as it's been drafted. I think there's any changes or recommendations. You know, I would just have a go to personnel committee in the next day or two. We'll incorporate them. Get to the union or get to Carl to clean it up, finalize it, and get to the union for review and count. How's that, Carl?
That will work. Okay. If we can perhaps get information to me by the end of this week, I would just rather give it to the union sooner rather than later.
Right. Okay. We'll do that.
Moving on,
item six is assessment services. Should be a proposal from Gar Associates, similar to last year, and if I'm not mistaken, the year before. It's an addendum to the original agreement for professional services between the Town of Merle and Gar Associates LLC. I'll just read from the proposal. It says it's been mutually agreed by both parties that Gar Associates LLC will provide additional support services to the Town of Merle under the terms of the original agreement dated May 29, 2019, and modify the scope of services to include additional services as outlined in the attached proposal. Term of this addendum is for the period of January 2, 2021 through December 31, 2021. Both parties agree that the end of this term, December 31st, 2021, this agreement may renew for an additional time period as mutually agreed upon. Attach the payment schedule for period January 2nd through December 31st of 2021. This addendum shall be effective upon the signature of the Town and Gar Associates LLC authorized officials and shall be enforced from the same period. And if you look at the payment schedules, it's essentially a monthly payment of each month beginning January 2nd of $8,500, except for the month of December, and it would be $1,500. So the total cost of the agreement would be $95,000. And this would be, as we committed to doing with the assessor, helping that office maintain equity in roles. One of the challenges that we're starting to see, especially with a lot of real property transactions going on, not only around the county but statewide, it's having has the potential to negatively impact our equalization rate, which is vitally important that we keep that pretty close to 100%, so we can get all of our share of sales tax and things like that. So this is again another annual contract with our associates, and just help our assessor do the things she's been doing and getting that role where it should be.
Need a motion to approve the authorization signed.
So the motion would be to authorize the supervisor to sign the addendum to the agreement between the Town of Monroe and Gar Associates LLC for assessment support services for the period January 2nd, 2021 to December 31st, 2021 in an amount not to exceed $95,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
I'm just real curious. Are we at this, I mean, we need this, so this is not me having a problem with having Gar work with us, but do we foresee a spot in time where we're no longer working with Gar, or are we, do you think we're always going to be working with Gar going forward?
Well, I think we're going to.
What's that?
Are we going to continue to be dependent on Gar?
I don't think so. You know, it's not unheard of. If you look around in this Valley County, you know, Town of Wilton, Malta, they do have outside services that help their assessor. You know, because you bring in experts, you have access to greater personnel. To help with, like for us, a commercial quarter, we haven't had a lot of experience in our assessor's office with commercial valuations. They do, they work all across the state, if you recall, when we interviewed them. They had a pretty extensive list. They're reputable. They also did, back when the town did a redial, I think that was 10 years ago. They did the reval, so they're familiar with our town properties. The level of, or the extent of work that they have to do, I think, decreases over time, if you will. You know, we do have some inequities in some parts of the town, i.e. if you look down Route 9, look what vacant properties assessed at versus what's selling for it. You know, there's some balances that are out of whack, and you know, their knowledge can be helpful to the assessor and the assessor's office in kind of getting that back to where it should be.
I appreciate that. Maybe I'm not questioning necessarily. I know that we have a sole assessor and a clerk, and I know if we look at feeling the towns and municipalities that are our size and moving like we are, their offices have significantly more staff.
Yeah,
so I'm not at all questioning it, and I just was curious, like, at what point maybe will we, and I guess there doesn't need to be an answer to that, because everything you said makes sense. I just know that we work with that quite a bit. You know, I mean, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, one of the other benefits to the town, too, is, you know, I don't think it would be very popular to go through a reason. We know that it can be expensive, especially when, you know, a decade has lapsed since we did a reval. You know, I think that it pays big dividends to have, you know, this level of expertise working with our assessor. monitoring contract. This is the standard contract that we have for years and years on monitoring our closed landfill. I think everybody has a copy of the contract agreement. The total of the agreement is for $9,969.75. So I'd be looking for a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign a contract with CT Mail Associates in an amount not to exceed $99,069.75. And that would be for the purpose of landfill monitoring services, where they look at groundwater, surface water, leachate monitoring, explosive gas monitoring, periodic landfill inspections and reports. And these, by the way, these are required to be done by the state of New York, CPC. And in general, landfill repairs, oversight services. And I'm not going to read through all the different fees as outlined, but the subtotal is $84,375. And the subtotal with oversight services, again, is $9,969.75.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Next item is occupational medicine contract. As we do every year, we have a contract with occupational medicine services there for the hospital where they assist us in doing our mandatory DOT testing. And they have indicated that their fees are going to increase. Just read it briefly in a letter dated December 3rd, 2020. It says, "Dear valued client, after careful consideration, we have determined that it's necessary to increase our fees effective February 1st, 2021. Although you will find that our prices remain competitive, we want to be sure to give you more than 60 days' notice of these changes. Our records indicate that your company's agreement for occupational medicine services is either outdated or due to renewal. Therefore, in close, please find the agreement for occupational medicine services, which includes the 2021 fee schedule, Schedule A-available services and fees. After your review and signature, this agreement will become effective February 1. Going forward, occupational medicine services will not be provided after January 31st, 2021 unless we have a signed agreement on file. Also enclosed, we ask you to take time to complete the client update information form, client experience survey. If you have any questions or need more information, please not hesitate to contact me. Sincerely, Karen Woodard, RNVS, Associate Director of Occupational Medicine Services at Sarasota Hospital." And I think everybody has a copy of the contract. It's similar to last year, just with the fee changes. And they are included in Schedule A. So the Schedule A is brief. I'll just read through it. No show, same day cancellation fee is $25. Injury care bill to workers' comp, not applicable. Flu vaccine is $27. COVID-19 PCR test is $145. Physician review and consultation with positive COVID-19 results is $350. DOT physical exam is $95. DOT urine drug screening by panel is $55. Non-DOT drug screen, 5 panels, 55. And finally, random drug and alcohol test pool, January to December, fee per 25 participants is $56. And again, we use this primarily for DOT requirements. That's a random test, and if there's an accident involved in a town highway drug, that all that.
So we're going to
authorize the supervisor to sign that agreement.
Make a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the agreement with the hospital occupational medicine services agreement.
Second.
Any discussion?
I know the DLP physical is reasonable. I just paid $140 for the time. They're only charging $95.
Really?
Well, that's reasonable.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item 8 is, I'm sorry, item 9 is electronic office product contract. And this is for the Toshiba, which is the general copier in my office, approved by my office and others and town board members. And this is a renewal agreement, which is $60 per month. And because of the age on that machine, I think it's well worth it to have that agreement with this.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? So this is authorizing the supervisor to sign an agreement with Electronic Office Products Incorporated for the maintenance agreement of the Toshiba copy. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 10 is Highway Department requests. First one I have is for emergency repair and appointment to follow International Tandem Dump Truck. This was for $4,000. The vendor is HL Gage, Albany, New York. And it will be paid from account DB 3130.405, which has a current balance of $34,542 as of January 1st, 2021.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
This was a truck that was, was in the accident.
This is the
elevator.
Oh, wait a minute. It is. Why did it say 2012? I thought it was 11. Paul, are you on the line?
We can make one panel to the top. He can't be out.
Can he?
Yes, he can be. Definitely going to click lower. If you unmute yourself, Paul, you can talk.
Can you hear us, Paul? If you unmute your mute button, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, thank you.
Oh. Are you there, Paul?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
So this is for the emergency repair on the truck that tipped over in that storm?
No, it's the one with the motor pump went.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know, that's what we're doing that day.
Oh, just not okay, then that's what I did. So,
we had a trailer at home.
So this is the separate truck. And a question for Paul.
Yeah, so the 2012, what was it that happened with this?
The water pump went, and you needed special tools and everything to get in and change the water pump and the thermostats. You had to pull the whole front end out of it.
Okay.
We trailered it down on our truck.
Okay. And it's down at that HL gauge, or you took it down after that. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? No. All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item for Highway is request to contact the Saratoga County for road striping for the 2021 budget. Highway Superintendent is requesting permission to contract with the county for approximately 2.5 miles of town roads to be painted pine at 3.34 miles, Salford Road at 0.625 miles, and Mott at 1.5 miles. He indicates that due to fluctuating costs of paint and labor, they're unable to quote the exact cost currently, but we did have a balance of $2,600. Is that in the 2021 budget, Paul, or 2020?
Yeah, well, we just took them off.
Oh, we did.
Oh.
I would have probably had one month. So anyway, the bottom line is that.
Did you do that?
In a second. Can you hear us, Paul?
Yes, I can.
So,
it's a 21 budget.
Yeah, so we only budgeted $2,600?
Yes, we did.
And So we go as far as 2,600 miles, though, or really?
Or are we doing those four roads or three roads that we are paying for this year?
Okay, so that 2,600 will cover it, or you're not sure?
We're hoping it does.
Okay.
They gave me an estimate. They gave me an estimate, and I'm hoping that covers it.
Okay. So this would come from account 3310.499, which has a balance of $2,600.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Anything else, Paul?
No, I don't know.
You got your guys out tonight?
They're off right now.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Paul.
Item 11 on the agenda is the Environmental Protection Grant Resolution. I have received requests from Saratoga Plan, which you may or may not be familiar with. They're an not-for-profit organization that is very actively involved in preserving land for many different uses. We received a request from Saratoga Plan because they're working with the Barber Brothers Dairy, which is a dairy farm which is located in the town of Northumberland. But they recently purchased 77 acres of farmland here in the town of Moreau, and it's actually a tax parcel of 91.1-52. And they would like the town board's support via resolution applying for an interstate Department of Agriculture Markets funding opportunity where the development rights of that property will be purchased, which essentially provides that that land into perpetuity will never be able to be developed or going to be used for farming purposes. I think it's a great idea, and you know, anything we can do to help preserve farmland, especially because it's located in the Ag District. I think it'd be a great idea to sign on to that resolution. We do have a draft resolution prepared. I think for you to have a copy. Do you have a copy of that, Ian?
I do.
You'd like me to read it, you want to read it?
Your call.
Go for it.
Town of Moreau Town Board, resolution number, I'll have to give that afterwards, date, supporting the Barber Brothers Dairy 3 Farmland Protection Project and Saratoga Plan's application to New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets for a Farmland Protection Implementation Grant. Whereas Barber Brothers Dairy LLC is the owner of certain real property consisting of approximately 77 acres of viable agricultural land within tax map parcel 91.1-52 located on Mott Road, Town of Moreau, Saratoga County, New York. And whereas the owner of the property wishes to protect it for agricultural purposes by conveying a permanent conservation easement on the land in a purchase of development rights transaction. And whereas the Town of Moreau Farmland Protection Plan of 2014 puts forth a recommendation to facilitate farmland preservation through the establishment of farmland conservation easements or purchase or lease of development rights, identifies Saratoga Plan as a potential partner for such projects, and specifically identifies the property as a high priority for farmland conservation. And whereas the Farmland Protection Implementation Grants FPIG program, RFA 0219, provides state financial assistance for local initiatives that are intended to maintain the economic viability of the state's agricultural industry and its supporting land base and to protect the environmental and landscape preservation values associated with agriculture, and such financial assistance will enable applicants to implement conservation easement projects with owners of viable agricultural farmland associated with a dairy farm operation at risk of conversion to non-farm uses. And whereas Saratoga Plan is a New York not-for-profit conservation organization dedicated to preserving the rural character, natural habitats, and scenic beauty of Saratoga County, ancestral homelands of the Mohegan, Mohawk, and Abenaki people, so that these irreplaceable assets are accessible to all and survive for future generations. And whereas Saratoga Plan's Board of Directors has approved taking on the Barber Brothers Dairy 3 Farmland Conservation Project, including application for funding by New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets to purchase the development rights of the property. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town of Moreau Board at a regular town board meeting on January 26, 2021, voted to endorse the Barber Brothers Dairy 3 Farmland Conservation Project and Saratoga Plan's application for funding from New York State Department of Agriculture Markets to purchase the development rights of the property.
Uh, a thank you card that was addressed to me as town supervisor from Joanne Collins at 538 Selfridge Road. It says, "Dear Todd, I'm sending you this note of appreciation to be able to use Moreau Rec for safe walking year-round. I am very impressed with the rec employees who keep the roads, parking lots, and sidewalks clear of snow and ice, and it is because of these employees that Moreau Rec is a safe place for me to walk. Sincerely, Joanne Collins." So,
thank you.
Very nice.
Nice to hear.
Yeah. And the last item I have is just a DOT update, final update on the emergency bridge repairs requiring closure detour, the Route 4 over the Hudson River Greenwood Northumberland Bridge, from Steve Lockwell, I think that's how you say it. New York State DOT says repairs to this bridge have been completed, and the bridge reopened to traffic as of 7:45 this morning on January 25th. Thanks for your patience during the closure detour period. So I had supervisor items. Did you get those community reports?
We did. One of the things that came up, their municipal agreement acquired with the village actually was only 6 months, it ended in December. So we probably should get that on the phone with those guys to figure out what they want to do for next year.
We should also look to see if we have a pay for waterings.
They pay.
Yes.
Okay. I can get
all of that.
Yep,
no, nothing else under to me. If not, we do need a relatively brief executive session for the purpose of contract negotiations in relation to town property and also to discuss a matter in relation to the protection of public health and welfare.
And for personnel.
And to discuss the work performance of an unnamed town employee.
So moved.
Thanks, Ben. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Ready?
Yep, you got Carla back in. Public's open.
Let's see, Carla. Yeah, Carla is around. All right, I'm going to start it up.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone back. I'll entertain a motion to come out of the executive session and let the record reflect that no action was taken in the executive session. So,
second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we're back in open session. We do have one additional item to take up this evening, and that is adjusting the water superintendent's annual salary. And I think a motion will be presented by Councilmember Pope.
Let's make a motion to adjust water supervisor Jesse Fish's salary to $66,392 annually.
Effective January 25th, which is the first day of the period.
Effective January 25th.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Last item, I think, was other business. Anybody have any other business?
So, this is Carla. Where are we at with the solar line?
Did you hear that, Carla?
Same place we were last time, that we had provided the solar law to the planning board members, the zoning board members, and NYSERDA. Planning board did not look at it at their meeting last night. Their meeting last night was 3 hours long. So I don't think we wanted them to look at it then, but they have that. They will be looking at it, and then they'll come back to you folks to set the public hearing.
Thank you.
We set a future meeting. We talked about two items. Was there anything else we're going to add to that? We've got the
solar
night for the community grant. There's two of them.
Yeah, so those resolutions included the date.
Was there any other?
Yeah, so Mm-hmm. Anything else? If not, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.